Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Dutch recorder virtuoso Han Tol is in our studios this week. We'll chat about his teaching philosophy, American recorder enthusiasts, and one of his more memorable recordings as a director. We'll hear the fruits of that experience as we highlight an all-Telemann recording with the Balthasar Neumann Ensemble. Also coming up later, a dynamic new release of music by François Couperin.
Yes.
The first movement from the cantata Hier ist mein geliebter Jesu. Soprano Dorothee Mields and tenor Benoit Allaire were the vocal soloists with the Balthasar Neumann Ensemble based in Freiburg, Germany. Han Toll directed the recording containing all works by Georg Philipp Telemann. Dutch virtuoso and director Han Toll has been playing the recorder nearly his whole life. What began at the age of 5 developed into a professional career that has taken him all over the world as a noted performer and teacher. He's been a member of the Flanders Recorder Quartet, as well as a founder of La Dada and La Fontegara Amsterdam, with whom he's explored the vast recorder repertoire. Today, Han continues his busy schedule with stop after stop on both sides of the Atlantic. We'll hear Telemann's Quartet in A minor, performed by the Balthasar Neumann Ensemble, directed by Han Toll.
Thank you.
We heard the music of Georg Philipp Telemann, his quartet in A minor, performed by members of the Balthasar Neumann Ensemble under the direction of Han Toll. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're continuing our Great Musicians series with Dutch recorder player Han Toll. Han was in our studios recently and reminisced about the recordings he's made throughout his career. In particular, he mentioned being especially fond of one all Telemann CD, an experience during which he was asked not only to perform, but to direct as well. The recording included several pieces of previously unpublished music. Han Toll recalls how that recording came about.
I had been working for many years with a very exciting ensemble in Germany, in Freiburg, the Balthasar Neumann Ensemble, with an old colleague and friend, Thomas Hengelbrock, who was actually also the founder of the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra. He left that group maybe 10 years ago and founded a new ensemble. And I've been working with this group for since the beginning, and they asked me at a certain point if I would be interested to do a project on small vocal and instrumental pieces, chamber music of Telemann, part of which was three newly discovered cantatas that had not been published and had not been recorded before. Another part was a small, the Perpetuum Mobile and orchestra suite that also had never been recorded, and we added two quadros in which I was also involved as a player.
Music of Telemann. Han Toll directs excerpts from the orchestral suite Perpetuum Mobile. The Balthasar Neumann Ensemble performs. Thank you. three movements from Telemann's orchestral suite Perpetuum Mobile, the Balthasar Neumann Ensemble performed, directed by Han Toll. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're highlighting an all-Telemann CD of recorder virtuoso and director Han Toll. A longtime faculty member of the German Music Conservatory in Bremen, Han has taught many musicians. This has given him a unique perspective, which he's translated into a very personal philosophy about teaching.
In 1986, I was not as experienced as I'm now. So I think the way of dealing with students has changed my way of dealing with students. It's a combination of things that have developed and that have become settled. Frankly, I must say, I have never been as happy teaching as I've been now. And I don't know if it is the, you know, I've mastered the, maybe also a little bit the art of teaching. And I know how to deal with students. And also, I think I understand now that my role is to make myself unnecessary, which is, an interesting aspect in teaching, you know, to make your students independent, to give them as much material as possible, and to give them the vocabulary, the semiotics of this music, and to make them able to study by themselves and to analyze the music and to recreate and to, so not only on an intellectual level, but also as a player.
Here's soprano Dorothee Mields with the Balthasar Neumann Ensemble performing Telemann's cantata Weiche Lust und Fröhlichkeit. It's directed by Han Toll. Thank you. we heard an excerpt from Telemann's cantata Weiche Lust und Fröhlichkeit. Dorothee Mields was the soprano soloist with the Balthasar Neumann Ensemble. Han Tall directed. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're joined this week by Dutch recorder player Han Tol. Han spends quite a bit of time during the year in the U.S. He can be found teaching all over the country at many music workshops. And after teaching dozens upon dozens of students, he continues to be impressed by a certain type of keen amateur found only in America.
I teach, at courses mostly organized by the American Recorder Society. And I must say, it is always so exciting to see that the pupils I teach are very mixed. Some of them are students at universities like Bloomington. Others are much older, often amateurs, that are so incredibly dedicated and mostly very educated. So they come from other fields. They're mostly intellectuals or artists that want to explore, that have always loved music and want to explore it and have been doing these courses for many years because you see them come back all the time. And I find that fantastic. We don't have that in Europe. It hardly exists. I feel this enthusiasm for the recorder, mostly also as an instrument, as a musical instrument. People at an older age being able to learn an instrument like that and then play ensemble music and learn to know this incredible recorder consort repertoire. I find that there is something fantastic in American society. It is that you're never too old to learn.
We'll hear a Telemann cantata performed by the Balthasar Neumann Ensemble, directed by Han Tol. Music of Telemann, an excerpt from his cantata Ach Herr, strafe mich nicht. Tenor Benoit Allaire was accompanied by the Balthasar Neumann Ensemble, directed by Han Toll. Our new recording of the week features the viola da gamba music of François Couperin. A trio of Finnish musicians is led by soloist Markku Luolajan-Mikkola. Released on the Avi label, two different collections from Couperin's chamber repertoire are highlighted in energetic readings. We'll hear them perform a gavotte and pasacaille. A new release on the Avi label of music for the viola da gamba by François Couperin. Finnish player Markku Luolajan Mikkola was the soloist. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.